You can't make more moon rocks without going to the moon again. But you can make music that will take you right back to those days. Writer Will Hermes has this review of two recent CDs that will help satisfy music fans' taste for 1960s and 70s style funk.
There's a scene in the recent documentary film Scratch where the artist known as DJ Shadow walks through the decaying basement of a California record store. Water drips from the ceiling, insulation crumbles off the pipes, but stacked in chock-a-block piles, as far as the eye can see, are old LPs, thousands upon thousands of them. Most are probably by artists long forgotten, and for good reason. But somewhere in there is bound to be a lost gem or two, and that's what keeps Shadow coming back. DJs call it digging, scouring record stores, garage sales, and anywhere else for obscure old vinyl, the more unknown the better. And for DJs whose background is hip-hop, it's usually old funk records they're after, the traditional source material for constructing hip-hop tracks. Not all of us have hours to spend digging around record store basements, so I'm delighted that many of these ultra-rare funk sides, some of which were pressed in quantities of a few hundred or less, have been turning up on CD. The best collection I've found is called The Funky 16 Corners, which represents years of funk archaeology by a guy named Egon and the Bay Area hip-hop producer known as Peanut Butter Wolf. It's full of wicked grooves, like this sped-up jam by Billy Ball and the Upsetters.
We got a new thing called Train Up China. Someone can jump shut to play the music of Train Up China Ride. Right now we're gonna get our bass playing drummer to Train Up China. Our bass playing drummer, Train Up China. We're Train Up China on the East Coast here. We're in Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington. Oh yeah.
It's great this classic funk is seeing the light of day after all these years, but as more and more of this stuff is reissued, the time will come when there are simply no more rarities left to uncover. Necessity being the mother of invention, however, there's a new generation of musicians devoted to recreating old-school funk in its original form. This is from a record called Dap Dippin' with Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Nope. That was recorded last year by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, a bunch of young musicians based in Brooklyn, New York, sworn to keeping the famous old flames alive. And God bless them, because the world still needs people who are willing and able to do the dap.
The CDs are Dap Dipping with Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings and The Funky 16 Corners. Reviewer Will Hermes writes for Spin Magazine.